This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. One of the last two ships moving grain as part of the Black Sea Grain Initiative arrived in Istanbul Saturday, with the last ship operating under the grain deal at the Ukrainian port of Odessa. The agreement is due to expire on Monday. Friday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said he remains hopeful the deal that he helped broker with the United Nations will be extended before Monday's deadline, but there's been no word from Russia. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Moscow has ramped up its rhetoric, saying it may not extend the deal that expires Monday unless its demands are met. That includes ensuring its own agricultural shipments don't face hurdles. The Black Sea Grain Initiative has allowed 32.8 million metric tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine since last August, more than half to developing countries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine Saturday criticized Bulgaria's pro-Russian president over his remarks that Kyiv is to blame for Russia's ongoing war and that supplying arms to Ukraine only prolongs the conflict. Bulgarian President Rumen Radev told reporters Friday he wanted to make it clear Ukraine insists on fighting this war. He also said the cost of the war is being paid by the whole of Europe. In a statement Saturday, the embassy of Ukraine in Bulgaria categorically stated Kyiv is making all possible efforts to restore peace and rejected Radev's stance. The embassy said statements blaming the war in Ukraine only support Russian propaganda. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has released a video explaining his sudden visit to the hospital. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In the video released by his office, Netanyahu says he had spent time with his wife at the Sea of Galilee under the sun with no hat on, with no water. Not a good idea, he adds. He goes on, I want to thank you all for the concern and to thank the excellent team here at the Sheba Medical Center who examined me. The 73-year-old Netanyahu remains at hospital undergoing further tests. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu recovered in the hospital, Israeli media report more than 100,000 Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to protest against his government's planned judicial overhaul. The protests went on for the 28th consecutive week. Israelis also protested in Jerusalem, waving flags and chanting democracy outside the residence of the Israeli president as they vowed to continue to ensure Israel's democracy. Itamar Cohen told the Reuters news agency he was there to preserve the Israel that he knows and loves.
We came to be part of this amazing mass that comes every week, hundreds of thousands of people coming for a nonviolent protest to save the Israeli democracy and really make sure that this wonderful project here of innovation and richness, pluralism and free spirit, free speech continues and make sure that the government gets the message and accordingly stops this terrible legislation.
Critics fear the judicial overhaul plan aims to curb judicial independence by Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption charges that he denies. He says the reforms would balance out the powers in the branches of government. NASA's Mars rover is gathering a growing amount of evidence pointing to indicators of life on the red planet. VOA's Laurel Bowman reports.
New findings from NASA's Perseverance rover suggest the presence of a diversity of organic molecules in rocks at a locale where a lake existed long ago. The latest evidence comes from an instrument called Sherlock, mounted on the six-wheeled rover's robotic arm that enables a detailed mapping and analysis of organic molecules. Researchers are reporting Sherlock's findings from 10 places on two geological formations on the floor of Jezero Crater. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
There's been an upset at the women's final at the Wimbledon tennis tournament in London. Graham Agers reports.
24-year-old Markéta Vondrousova has become the first unseeded women's champion at Wimbledon. The left-handed Czech ranked 42 in the world, securing the fairy tale win 6-4, 6-4 over the six-seed Ons Jabeur in a 1-hour-and-20-minute final. Vondrousova was steady throughout the match, making just 13 unforced errors and held her nerve when Jabeur quickly went 3-1 up in the second set. From there, the Czech won five of the last six games to secure the most unlikely win. Jabeur, still winless after three Grand Slam finals, made 31 unforced errors and converted just four of her 10 breakpoint chances. I'm Graham Agars.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.